now have our scripture reading for today. Today's scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. We'll first read this responsively in English and then in Cantonese. John chapter 8, verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and said, "Woman, let's read the last verse together. "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin."
第二章第八章，于是各人都回家去。耶稣却往迦南山去，到园里，发现到他那里去，他就坐下。他们问知和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来。 叫他站在当中，靠人自己被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把他怎么样呢？他们还是不住地问他。 耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：你们中间罪是没有罪的，罪就可以先拿石头打他。他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
May God bless the reader and hearer of His word. The children may now be dismissed for children worship. Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is Spiritual Inquiry.
今天我听上落，今天所传讲嘅信息嘅题目系心灵探问。Jesus is wisdom personified.
耶稣就系佢嘅智慧成为一个人咁样嚟嘅。By
that I mean this, his words to us and to all those around us, cut deep within us, reaching our very conscience.
我的意思就是说，他所讲的说话，对他周围的人，和对我们这里的人，他的说话直入到我们的心，我们的良知里面。See,
that's what we see here in the Gospel narrative of John chapter 8.
我们就在约翰福音第八章这个描述里面看到。You
see, Jesus is replying to the religious leaders of his day concerning their conniving trap of Jesus.
当时的宗教的领袖去设一个陷阱，耶稣就是对着这个陷阱去回答他们。You
see, we too, when faced with the living God, with Jesus' person and words, We're confronted with what is here in our text, spiritual inquiry.
好似我哋一样，当我哋对住神，当住对住耶稣基督所讲嘅说话嘅时候，就好似当时嘅人咁样，我哋有一个心灵嘅探问喺度。
Jesus wants us to face who we really are.
耶稣想我哋去面对我哋真正嘅自己。
He wants us to look carefully deep within ourselves.
佢想我哋小心咁样去睇清楚我哋嘅心入边系点样。
And see our sinful nature, and see our sin problem.
去睇下我哋嘅罪，我哋罪嘅本质。
But not only to do that, but to turn and to rely on Him alone for the solution to the dilemma.
唔单止系咁样，而系要帮助我哋转向去完全去依靠佢，去解除呢个问题。
Let me ask you this morning: Do you know what the essence or the basis of sin is according to the Bible? What is the essence, the basis of sin?
如果问你一个问题，根据圣经呢个罪最基本嘅系乜嘢？
According to the Bible, what is it?
根据圣经，系乜嘢？任何人，有冇人可以答
？Our me-first attitude. Life's about me. That's the essence of sin.
就系话我哋要去关心到我哋自己先，话所有嘅嘢都系因为我。
We naturally believe that. We naturally believe we know better than God.Or anyone else concerning our lives, we know better.
我哋好自然嘅就会话我哋比神更加清楚我哋自己嘅生命系点样。
See, the basis or the essence of sin is not breaking the rules.
罪嘅重心就系唔系话去破坏一啲嘅规条。
Dismissing the laws of God, though that is sin.
又或者唔理神嘅律法，呢啲冇的错的确系罪。
It's the attitude that we all have.Life revolves around me.
就话我哋嘅态度，我哋嘅态度，以为呢个成个世界都系围住我自己嚟转。
One person of many generations ago put it this way: I am the captain of my soul. I am the master of my fate.
有人以前咁样讲过话，系我系我自己生命嘅一个船长，我系我。嘅命运嘅主人。
You get what I mean? I live as if I'm in charge. I'm God.
换句话说就系话我系我自己嘅神。
That's the basis. That's the essence of sin according to the Bible.
所以根据圣经呢个就系罪嘅中心。
Now there are a lot of things to consider in this brief narrative passage of John 8.
在约翰福音第八章，我们刚刚看到一段的经文，有很多东西我们可以去考虑。
But to understand this passage, you need to understand the background of the conspiracy of these religious leaders to track Jesus.
但要明白这段圣经，你要去知道一些背景，就是当时的宗教领袖他们怎样有这个阴谋去陷害耶稣。
And if we've just read John 8, you'll see Jesus revealing his mastery over the circumstances.
当我们看到的就是耶稣基督去显示了他自己这个主权，在他的环境里面他是作主。
We also see the great contrast, I don't know if you've noticed, the great contrast with Jesus' compassion in treating this sinful woman with the scribes and Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, and their treatment of the woman, which is despicable.
同埋一个对比就系话耶稣基督对呢个女人有呢个怜悯，相对于呢啲宗教领袖，佢哋好卑鄙咁样去对待呢个女人。
You see, these religious leaders were experts. They were experts on the biblical law.
呢啲嘅宗教领袖喺呢个圣经嘅律法上边系佢哋系专家。
In fact, they even added, explained, tried to make it fuller the religious laws. They added to them.
唔单止系咁样，佢哋更加喺呢啲圣经嘅律法里边再加上好多嘅规条，好多嘅规则。
They were what we would call the religious fanatics of our day.
佢哋就好似我哋而家所讲嘅叫做宗教狂热分子咁样。
They meant well. They were the moral types, the religious types in the world.
佢哋就系嗰啲对宗教好热诚嘅人，佢哋系好有道德嘅人。
But they revealed the essence of sin.
但系佢哋就揭示咗呢个罪嘅核心。
It's just covered with a religious covering.
只系用宗教嚟去掩盖咗嘅外表。
Jesus is messing with my system. I gotta get rid of him.
他说耶稣是破坏着我们那个系统，我们要去铲除他。
You see, we do likewise.
同样我们都是这样。
You know, we have to be awakened. We have to be awakened to the truth that we want to be God. We want to be the authority over our lives.
我们要警醒的，我们看到那个事实就是说我们想自己做神。
That's our problem.
这个就是我们的问题。
That's why Jesus came to rescue us from that problem.
所以耶稣要来到去拯救我们。
You know, it's always sad to find people using God's word, twisting it to proclaim what they want to proclaim.
很多时候很悲哀的就是听到有些人用神的话语去宣讲，其实是宣讲他们自己所讲的话。
These people don't want to proclaim that God, the God of grace and truth, is revealing his salvation plan to rescue us.
这些人不想去讲话神是有一个爱，有怜悯，要有一个救赎的计划给我们。
It's sad to see that these people, they don't use God's word for that. They use it for their own agenda.
他们用神的话语去为了他们自己另有意图。
You see, Jesus deals with people like that. The Pharisees are using God's word. They're twisting God's word to use it for their own agenda. They don't care about the woman.
这些法利赛人就是用神的话语去扭曲了去想为他们自己做事，他们不理这个女人怎么样。
I'll explain that a little later as we unfold this message, but Jesus is different in contrast. Jesus shows his compassion. He cares about this lady.
但耶稣是不同的，耶稣他显示了他的怜悯，他关心这个女人。
Jesus deals with people, deals with them as individuals.
耶稣对待人是一个个人。
He treats us as individuals. He treats us with care, consideration, dignity.
他关心我们，他是怜悯我们，有尊敬我们。
He really understands what's going on, what's going around us, what's within us.
他真正的明白到我们周围发生的什么，我们心里面发生的什么。
Jesus sees behind the pretense, behind the shame.
他看到这个伪装的背后，看到这个羞耻的背后。
And he has the power to forgive. Forgive sins.
他更加有这个能力去赦免罪。
Our passage here, John 8, proves the truth of John 2, 24 and 25. Jesus says there, he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man.
我们看这个段的圣经证明了约翰福音第二章24到25节讲的真理，就是说耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为因他知道人心里所存的。
So I hope you see the contrast here. On the one hand, the Pharisees and Sadducees, the leaders, religious leaders of Jesus' day, just out for their own agenda. They don't care about this lady.
我希望你睇到个对比，就系一方面呢啲文士同埋法利赛人，佢哋只系为咗自己嘅意图嘢做嘢，佢唔理呢个女人系点样。
They use her to trap Jesus.
佢哋用佢嚟到去设计陷害耶稣。
And on the other hand, Jesus shows compassion in a desperate condition like this lady is in.
但是另一方面就是耶稣去显示了他对这个女人的怜悯的心。
Did you notice Jesus' response in verse 7 to this trap?
你有没有留意到在第七节耶稣怎样回应这个陷阱呢？
When they, that's the religious leaders, kept on questioning him, they're pressing him, in other words, to give them the answer to the question, to the dilemma. He straightens up and says to them, If any one of you is without sin,Let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
就话当呢啲人去一路去追问耶稣，有个俾佢哋一个答案嘅时候，耶稣就话咧：你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
That's Jesus' response to the woman's accusers, these religious leaders.
呢个就系耶稣去面对住指控呢个女人嗰啲嘅文士嘅法利赛人嘅回应。
It's response to their attitude and their aim in making these charges.
他是回应了这些指控这个女人他们的目的。
His response is his spiritual inquiry of their souls.
他的回应就是向这些人他们的心灵去质问。
And I'd like to look at spiritual inquiry, Jesus' spiritual inquiry, under three headings today.
我有三样东西讲到这个心灵的探问。
The need for it, for us.
对我们有这个需要。
The dilemma of it,
中间有这个进退两难的时候。
And thirdly, the results of it.
第三就是这个结果。
First the need.
首先你的需要。
Why do we need Jesus' piercing words for us?
为什么我们需要耶稣基督对我们有一个话语去入我们的心里面呢？
Well, again, the religious leaders here, you have to understand the context here to understand this narrative. The religious leaders of Jesus, they feel threatened. Threatened by Jesus because he's going to mess up their system.
你要明白那个背景就是说这些文士法利赛人被耶稣是好像有个威胁在这里，因为耶稣要去破坏他们的系统。
They're religious leaders. They have a system of religion, of adding to God's laws, of being righteous and moral types of people, and they don't want Jesus to mess with their lives.
他们当时的宗教领袖，他们自己的宗教有一个系统，他们的系统就是说在神的话、律法里面再加添很多的、规条。
And so just like people today, if you mess with their system, they're going to attack you.
就好似今日嘅人，如果你破坏佢哋自己嘅系统嘅时候，佢哋就会攻击你。
They're going to go on the offensive against you.
佢会去攻击你。
And that's what these Pharisees were doing.
呢啲法利赛人就系当时做紧呢啲咁嘅嘢。
Because they've tried it before. In John chapter 7, they send people to arrest Jesus in the temple.
因为他们之前已经试过了，就是约翰福音第七章的时候，他们带一些人去、要去圣殿里面去、捉拿耶稣。
And if you're familiar with the Gospel of John, those guards come back and they say, we're just awestruck by Jesus' teaching. We heard what he had to say, we're awestruck. They didn't arrest him.
但你看到他们那些、守卫回来的时候，告诉他们说、见到耶稣他们都很惊奇很惊讶，他们没有捉拿到他。
The guards came back to the Pharisees and they said, no one ever spoke the way this man does.
他们对那些宗教领袖这样说，没人好像这个人这样说话。
Nicodemus stands up in the Sanhedrin. He says, this is the Messiah. And people say, sit down.
尼哥底母在这个犹太公会站立起来，他说讲耶稣就是这个尼赛亚，但其他人就叫他你坐下来不要说
话。 See, our passage follows that context.
我们的这段经文就是、在这些事发生之后跟随着你。
Religion failed to arrest Jesus.
这些宗教领袖、不能够去、捉拿耶稣。
So they got to think and resort to another trap.
他们就要想另一个阴谋去对付他。
They want to discredit Jesus.
他们想耶稣、的名誉扫地。
And their strategy here is actually a brilliant one. Because they want to disgrace Jesus. They want to put him to shame. They don't want blood on their hands. They want to just disgrace him. Discredit him.
他们的计谋其实很聪明。他们不想、他们双手沾满血，但他们只是想、耶稣的名誉被毁。
As you read the text, did you notice the trap? What's the trap?
当你看经文的时候，你看看那个陷阱在哪里
呢？ Anybody notice? If Jesus renounced the law of Moses, right, because law of Moses says don't commit adultery, if he renounced it, his credibility would be undermined.
如果耶稣说、不理摩西的律法的时候，他的信誉就不可靠。
Because they could say, look at this guy, he's a lawless person. He's not following the law of Moses.
因为他们可以说，你看耶稣这个人，他都不根据耶稣的律法而行的，他是无法无天。
Then bring him to the religious courts, press charges against him.
他们可以去带他们去这个犹太公会面前就去指控他。
But if he upheld the law, he wouldn't show compassion for this woman who's been brought to him.
如果佢，但系相反嚟讲，如果耶稣系根据呢个律法而行嘅时候，佢就唔可以向呢个女人去显示佢嘅怜悯。
Not only would he show compassion, but this law was unenforceable.
唔单止系咁样，而系呢个律法根本系好难去执行。
In antiquity, in the history books that of the first century, we see that this law of picking up and stoning someone because of adultery wasn't really carried out in urban areas.
在历史的里面，在第一世纪，这条的律法就是说拿这个石头打在这个行淫的女人，这个律法很少会执行出来。
Besides, Palestine was being occupied by outside forces, the Romans. The Romans were in charge. The Romans had the legal right to put somebody in jail or to stone a person.
而且当时的地方是被罗马人所统治，只有罗马人才有权去治人的死罪。
Do you see the dilemma that the, the religious leaders were placing Jesus in?
你睇唔睇到呢啲嘅猶太嘅領袖，佢將耶穌擺喺呢個兩難之間。
They got him. They trapped him.
佢哋將佢放喺個陷阱裏邊。
See, Jesus in his entire ministry up to this point was all about restoration. Was all about forgiveness.
耶穌到呢現時為止，佢一路嘅事工都係關於係赦免，關於係復活。
Jesus was going place to place, announcing His all life-transforming power of the new birth found in faith in Him.
佢每一個地方所宣講嘅都係話喺佢嘅藉住佢對佢有信心，而喺你嘅生命可以轉化。
This is a despicable plot. They're out to get Him.
呢個一個好卑鄙嘅陰謀，佢哋係要捉拿佢。
And it gets worse when you consider the religious leaders' attitude.Twisting the word of God.
但系当你去再睇呢啲宗教领袖点样去扭曲神嘅话语嘅时候，你就更觉得更加可耻。
Because they use the word of God for their own means, they don't care about anyone else.
佢哋用神嘅话语系为咗佢自己嘅私心，佢唔理其他嘅人。
In that day and age, to catch somebody for doing this wrong, had to be witnesses.It was very clear. Had two witnesses. Witnessed the act. Then they had to testify. That's to prove that they're guilty.
在当时来说，你要指控一个人的罪，他们一定要有证人，有两个人去当时的在场，还有要去作证。
This is set up. The prisoners had to hide. They had to set the lady up. They had to hide somewhere and witness this to actually bring charges.
这个是一个陷阱，因为当时的宗教领袖他们要躲起去见证这个女人是行人。
If they really love the law of God, wouldn't they want the lady not to break the law of God? If they really cared about the lady, wouldn't they want her not to do it, not set her up, but not do it, to warn her?
如果他们真的爱神的律法的时候，他们不是应该去防止这个女人去犯罪，去警告佢，而唔系去将佢摆喺个陷阱里边。
The law stated Deuteronomy 22, Leviticus 20, that you had to be put to death if you committed adultery.
喺《生命记》廿二章都讲明咗话，如果你系行淫嘅时候，你就要去受死。
So if you want to uphold that law, why? Then you gotta not connive and be a witness to this sin, but you gotta save the person from it.
如果你就是真的 去高举这个律法的时候，你其实是应该要救那个人，而不是去设一个陷阱去陷害。
That's why Jesus called the religious leaders children of the devil.
所以耶稣基督去称呼这些律法的领袖，他们是魔鬼的儿子。
Because this is what Satan does. He loves to just twist and turn God's word.
因为撒旦喜欢做的事就是去扭曲神的话语。
Manipulate it to use it as a weapon for sin.
他用神的话语作为一个犯罪的工具。
You see, the woman's victim. Sure, her problem is adultery. That's wrong. But in comparison with what these religious leaders did you see the problem?
没错，这个女人是她是行淫，她是犯了罪，但她是当时都是一个受害人。相对于这些律法宗教领袖他们所行的。
If the religious leaders cared at all for the sinful woman, they only had to bring this up hypothetically to Jesus. Why bring her out public? Why make it a stage, a drama, put her in public in front of Jesus?
如果这个律法领袖他们真的爱这个女人的时候，他们为什么要将这个女人放在一个众目睽睽之下去质问耶稣，而不是只是问一个理论上的问题呢？
That's what sin does. It hardens you.Hebrews 6 explains that to us. You dabble in sin, it's going to get you. It's going to harden your heart.
这个罪所做的就是令到你的心硬，好像希伯来书第六章所讲，你一直在罪里面的时候，你的心就会变得刚硬。
Then your turning, your repentance is going to be that much harder.
那你往后的要赎罪、要悔改就会变得更加困难。
Despite the religiosity of the religious leaders, despite...Their outward show of righteousness, their hearts were dark.
无论他们的外表是多么公义都好，他们的心都是黑暗。
And their hatred for Jesus shows here.
还有他们对于耶稣的憎恨更加显出来。
Their condition, their spiritual condition is revealed.
他们属灵的光景也都显示了出来。
You know what's sad? We're not much different. We're not much different than the religious leaders.
好悲哀的就是我们跟这些宗教领袖是没什么分别。
When it comes to our inward spiritual reality,
当我们去看到我们心里面属灵的光景的时候，
That's the dilemma. That's the dilemma we have as people.
这个就是那个两难之间，我们就是他的人。
We must face that. We also need Jesus' piercing words for us, spiritual inquiry for us.
我们需要耶稣的话语去入我们的心里面，我们需要耶稣心灵的探问。
The Bible makes clear that Jesus knows what's in a human heart.
耶稣讲得好，圣经讲得很清楚，耶稣知道人的心。
And if you're a human being, which you are, you have this problem.
我们作为人，我们有这个问题。
You need to see that Jesus' words penetrate to the core of our very being.
你要看到耶稣的话语去进入到我们的心的核心里面。
They expose the deceitfulness of our minds, of our hearts.
他们揭示了我们心里面的欺诈，我们的谎话。
You see, the scribes and Pharisees weren't monsters. They were the religious type of people of their day.
这些宗教领袖，他们当时来说是对于他们宗教很热心的人，他们不是这些怪兽。
They weren't the licentious types.They weren't the lawless types.
他们不是那些不理律法的人，他们不是那些好像是强盗的人。
Yet Jesus' penetrating words show us that they're full of evil.
但耶稣基督的话语就让我们看到他们的心里面是充满了邪恶。
Because whatever their agenda is, whatever your agenda is in life, you will do anything.To achieve that agenda.
无论你的心里面所想的，你所图谋的是什么，你都会做任何的事要去达到你自己的目的。
Whatever will promote what you're living for, that's what you will pursue. That is what you will live for.
无论有什么是可以去帮助你去达到你自己想要到的事的时候，你都会去做要去得到那些。
We're not that much different than the scribes and Pharisees.The religious of Jesus' day.
我们跟耶稣基督当时的文士法利赛人来说，我们是没什么分别。
See, what Jesus does here is to show these men, to show the first hand of their self-righteousness.
耶稣所做的就是让他们看到他们自己的自义。
Let me try to flush that out a little bit. We religious types are often swift in judgment, especially when it comes to the unrighteous.And sexual rules.
我们作为我们有宗教的人，我们很容易就去批判去审判人，尤其是在很多的规条上犯罪，或者是在性的罪上面。
Right, when it comes to premarital sex, adultery, divorce, oh.
讲到奸淫，讲到离婚，讲到婚前的性行为。
Just like the religious leaders, their only concern.Is to trap Jesus so that they can move on with their lives.
就像当时的宗教领袖来讲，他们是要去设计陷害耶稣，以致他们可以继续去做他们自己做的事。
And Jesus shows compassion for this wayward woman.
但耶稣去向这个女人显示了他的怜悯的心。
No different today.People use God's law for their own means to hammer you over the head with truth.
同样今天来说，这些人去用神的话语，用这个律法去不断攻击你。
To manipulate a situation or someone with the word of God.
用神的话语去扭曲，去想达到他们自己想达到的事。
You might have been a victim of that. Somebody hammering over the head with God's word.
甚至乎可能你都是一个受害者，有些人去不断用神的话语去要击打你。
The Bible's not meant to be used that way.
神的圣经不是这样用。
The Bible's about God's rescue plan to save the lost.
神的圣经是讲到我们讲到神有一个救赎的计划。
To restore, to renew all things in His creation.
要恢复佢所创造嘅嘢，佢要恢复一切。
It's not a tool to use for your agenda, for your point.
唔系俾你用嚟作为一个工具，要去证明你自己讲嘅嘢，或者系要去达到你自己的目的。
And when you do that, it shows your self-righteousness, just like the Pharisees.
当你这样做的时候，你就好像那些法利赛人去显示了你自己的旨意。
You see what that leads to? It leads to unyielding judgment.
这样做会引到什么呢？就是只不过是审判。
And ultimately, the religious leaders show their lack of compassion.
始终这些宗教领袖都显示了他们对人是没有怜悯。
You see, in contrast, there's the unmerited mercy displayed.By Jesus to this woman.
相对来讲，耶稣基督去向这个女人去显示了这个女人可能不当得的一些怜悯。
She doesn't deserve anything.
她不配得到什么。
God, Jesus is showing to her unmerited favor.
但耶稣是向她显示了她的爱心。
But the Pharisees, ooh, get away. That's what the Pharisees, ooh, despicable, get away from me.
但是法利赛人他们说什么？走开，不要埋在我那里，你不要做事。
God's love overwhelms
sin. 神的爱去倾倒在罪人的心里面。
The accusers are harsh judges who have neglected their responsibility before the living God to care for the souls of people.
这些指控者他们有一个刚硬的好像刚硬的法官一样，他们不理神叫我们要去爱人这个律法。
I don't know how other way to put it. They treat her like garbage. They treat the woman like garbage.
他们对待这个女人就好像垃圾一样。
It's like throwing out the trash.
就好像就要去扔到垃圾桶那样。
Right? I want to entrap Jesus. So what? So the lady gets in the way. So what?
说我要去设计陷害耶稣，那这个女人我们不用理她。
Her life is incidental.
他的生命是微不足道。
Just a tool to use for our theological purposes.
他只不过是一个工具，要去行出我们要达到的目的。
If Jesus condemns her before us, his commitment to grace is compromised.
如果耶稣去要去定这个女人的罪的时候，他耶稣一路所讲的恩典其实就不成立了。
If on the other hand, if Jesus just forgives her here,Jesus sacrifices his commitment to the law of God.
但另一方面，如果这个耶稣去赦免这个女人的时候，耶稣基督对于这个律法的委身又不再成立。
That's Jesus. That's the trap.
这个就是陷阱。
And there's a dilemma for us as well as we face the reality of our self-righteousness.
同样，我们要面对我们自己的自义的时候，我们都在这个两难之间。
Why is it a dilemma for us?
为什么呢？
Self-righteousness thinking that we're better than someone else is like bad breath.
自义就好似一个口臭一样。
Bad breath. Others can smell bad breath. You cannot.
其他人可以闻到你的口臭，但你自己闻到，你以为自己比其他人更加好。
You don't know you have bad breath until somebody tells you you have bad breath.
你不知道你自己的口臭，直到有人讲你听你的口臭。
The same is true.For self-righteousness.
同样自义亦都是一样。
We all turn inward. We all instinctively take care of our needs first.
我们本能的要去关心到我们自己的需要先。
Jesus implores us today. Take a good look at your heart.
耶稣去恳求我们要去看清楚我们自己的心。
You see, in all of us, there's a little Pharisee.There's a little Pharisee in the heart.
在我们每一个人的心里面，我们都有一个法利赛人在里面。
How do we know that? Is there a group of people that drives you crazy?
我们怎么知道呢？是不是有些人令到你会去发癫呢？
Is there a particular person that irritates you, that hits all your spots?
是不是有某些人令到你很容易激怒你呢？
When you see these people, when you see that person,What do you do?
当你见到这些人，见到这个人的时候，你会做什么？
Do you say to yourself, there they go again. They always do that.
你不会跟自己说，他又这样做，他经常都是这样。
I would never do that.
我一定不会这样做。
Think of someone. Think of someone, or think of something good that you do that other group of people don't do that drives you nuts.
你想想有些事是你会有些好的事你会做，但是那些人是不会做的，那些人就会成日都会激起你。
Okay, you got that in your head? Now analyze it. Analyze your reaction to their actions.
现在你就去分析一下你对于那些人对你做的事你有什么反应。
Do those actions upset you greatly?
他们做的事会不会令到你很不开心？
Do you say to yourself or to someone, I must say something to point that out, point that sin out?
你会不会跟自己说、啊、我一定要站出来，我要指控这个人。
How dare they do that?
他怎么可以这样做的呢？
I would never do it.
我一定不会这样做。
That's self-righteousness.
这个就是自义。
We all do that.
我们每一个人都会这样做。每一个人都是这样做。
You know what Jesus' message is? He says, relax. Relax. You're more worse than you think.
耶稣的信息就是什么呢？你要放松，因为你比你自己所想的你是更加差的。
God wants you and I to see your messiness deep inside.
耶稣同埋神都想我哋睇下我哋自己心里边系点样一
探索。He wants you to stop pretending that there's no mess.
神想我哋知道去唔好再去假装我哋心里边系唔系咁污糟。
And he wants you today to turn to him and say, God.
Mercy on me.
And when we realize that, we don't have it all together, that's when we're on our way to not being self-righteous.
当我们知道我们自己其实是一个怎样的人的时候，我们就会去离开这个自义。
That's when we really can help people. We can really care for people. When we no longer feel morally superior to them.
我们会能够真正地帮到人去关心人，因为我们不会再觉得在道德上我们比其他人是更加高一级。
You see, then we'll be of help. Then we'll be of help to people.
那我们就能够帮助人。
We won't be quick to give advice. We'll give help.
我们不会很快地给人有任何建议，我们会更加快地去帮助。
See, the problem, we're quicker. Maybe I'll put it in a positive spin.We'll become better listeners than lecturers.
我哋会更加易嘅做一个聆听者，而唔系去向人去讲道理。
Because Jesus' words are right. He who has been forgiven little loves little.
耶稣基督所讲嘅说话系真嘅，就系话嗰啲赦免少嘅人，爱亦都少。
Jesus says we all need forgiveness. We all need it.
耶稣话我哋每一个人都需要赦免。
Knowing that we're inadequate before God and others leads us to compassion.
知道我们在神的面前，或者在人的面前，我们是不足够的时候，我们更加有怜悯的心。
Thinking that we're good before God and others makes us self-centered, makes us difficult to live with.
当我们以为我们在神的面前，在人的面前，我们是好的时候，我们就会令到我们自己更加自我中心。
Because the better we think we are, the less we can truly love someone.
当我们以为我们自己觉得挺好的时候，我们更加能困难的去爱。
But the more we see our need for Jesus, our need for forgiveness, the more we'll turn to give real help. Help to someone.
如果当我们知道我们有几咁需要耶稣的时候，我们就更加能够去帮助其他人。
Because we'll see their need because we are needing too.
因为我们看到他们的需要，因为我们自己都是有需要的。
Well, those are some of the results of doing spiritual inquiry as Jesus instructs us to do. Why should we? Why should we bother?
这些就是说我们要有一个心灵的探问的结果，但是我们为什么要这样做呢？
Well, Jesus says in Mark 7:14-15 and 21-23, Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing.Outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
耶稣在马可福音第七章十四至到十五节和廿一至到廿三节，他们这样说，耶稣又叫众人来对他们说，你们都要听我的话，也要明白，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。因为从里面，就是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、绑匪、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
You still might not be convinced to do spiritual inquiry. How do we know that Jesus is telling us the truth?
我哋点样知道耶稣基督系讲紧一个真嘅嘢
？I like to do this exercise. I like to really implore you to do it.
我想你做一样嘢。
I want you to take a notebook as you go to work tomorrow.
当你听日去翻工嘅时候，你带住一本小小嘅笔记簿。
Or if you don't go to work.Your next extended family gathering, I want you to take a notebook, notepad, little notepad and a pen.
如果你唔翻工嘅时候，或者你去下一次嘅同你嘅见你嘅亲人、见你嘅亲戚嘅时候
，I want you to jot down your thoughts, both good and bad, about others as you interact with them.
当你同佢哋倾偈、同佢哋沟通嘅时候，我想你写低你对佢哋嘅睇法、佢哋你自己嘅心里边所讲，无论好嘅、唔好嘅。
I want you to jot down every criticism, every fear.Every compassion, every jealousy. I want you to write it down.
我想你写低所有嘅嘢，所有嘅嫉妒，所有嘅批评，所有嘅怜悯。
Be honest. What you're really thinking about.
你要坦白嘅，你写低你真正谂紧嘅嘢。
And then tear up the paper.
然后就撕咗呢张纸。
You will see that you need spiritual inquiry.
你就知道你需要呢个心灵嘅探问。
Because evil is an intrusion.
因为这个邪恶是强行的侵入。
We live in a beautiful world, but a broken world.
我们住在一个很美丽的世界，但这个世界是破烂的。
We were created to live a life communing with the living God, a life of love.
我们被造是要跟神有这个沟通，有这个爱。
But as you can see before you, in and out there, we live in a fallen world.
但你睇到我哋喺呢度喺出边，我哋睇到呢个世界系破落嘅。
We're like a beautiful vase, you know, with some great art on the outside of the vase that fell and broke and shattered.
我哋就好似一个好靓嘅花樽，上边画咗好靓嘅图案，但系突然间跌咗落地，打烂咗。
And there are pieces on the ground, but maybe there are big pieces, and you can pick up some of those broken pieces and still see the beauty of the artwork.On the outside, those broken pieces.
你睇到有大大小小嘅碎片喺地下，有啲大片啲，你攞起嘅时候，可能都仲睇到咗啲好好靓嘅图画喺上边。
But everywhere you look on the ground, it's broken pieces. The vase is broken.
就系你喺地下睇到上咁多嘅碎片嘅时候，你睇到呢个花樽系烂咗。
We constantly see that in our world. Beauty, brokenness.
我哋喺个世界，我哋不断嘅睇到呢个美丽，但系破烂。
Love, hate,
爱憎恨
，giving, greed,
私欲同埋贪心。
Everywhere, everything cries out to us.
每一个地方都俾我哋睇到。
We want something better.
我哋想要一啲更好嘅嘢。
Is psychology the answer? Sigmund Freud said this: I have found little.That is good about human beings on the whole. In my experience, quote, most of them are trash.
呢个心理学系咩个解答咧？佢弗洛伊德所讲嘅话，喺人嘅里边，我睇到好少好少美好嘅嘢。喺我嘅经验里边，佢哋大部分都系垃圾。
See what Freud's view is saying?
佢讲紧乜嘢咧
？Something's fundamentally wrong. So we're junk.
在人里面 在根源里面有些是不对的，所以我们是要被扔掉它。
That, my friends, holds little hope for humankind.
如果这样的时候，我们对于我们的人来说是没有什么盼望。
That's why Jesus came.
所以耶稣要来到。
Jesus came to restore the beauty.
耶稣来到又要修复这个美好。
Picking up those pieces.
他将这些破烂的碎片拿起来。
Seeing that there's beauty there in the brokenness.
在这个破烂里面他看到有美好的东西。
And restoring things piece by piece in this fallen world.
而在这个破烂的世界一件一件的去修复好的。
You see, Jesus was shattered. Shattered on the cross for you.
耶稣在这个十架上面是被粉碎，是为了你的缘故。
Broken, forsaken on the cross for you.
在十架上面被擘开，被弃绝，是为了你的缘故。
So that your beauty can rise above the ashes.
以致你的美好可以在这个尘土之中去提升出来。
That, my friends, is hope. That is rescue. That is redemption. That is God's plan.
这个就是盼望，这个是拯救，这个就是救赎，这个是神的计划。
Are you going to come and join the kingdom?
你是不是要来到去加入这个神的国？
Don't you want to see and be part of the restoration?
你不想成为这个救赎的计划一部分？
The Lord, the living God, is calling you to come and follow him.
这个神是呼召着你要去跟随他。
Do spiritual inquiry. See your need for him.
要向你自己的心灵去探问，你要看你自己是需要神。
Repent and believe in the good news that Jesus lived the perfect righteous life for you.
要去悔改，要去相信这个好消息，就是为耶稣基督去过一个完美的生命，是为你自己。
His righteousness now is credited to you.As righteousness.
他的义已经成为了你自己的义。
And he pays the penalty for your sins because God is just and God is holy. He pays. He pays for you on the cross.
耶稣基督在十架上面已经为你付上了代价，因为这个神是公义的神。
My friends, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood of the Lamb.
在羔羊的血里面是有能力的。
Try it out.Take the beam out of your eye first, and go love your enemy.
你要将你眼里边嘅梁木首先去攞开，然后你就去可以去爱你嘅仇敌。
Because to love someone that you're at odds with means you need to trust the living God.
因为要去爱一啲你唔中意嘅人嘅时候，你系要去相信去依靠神。
And when you don't do that, you're telling me and telling the world, I don't trust you.I don't trust in your promises.
如果你不是这样做的时候，你就是对自己对这个世界去讲话，我不相信神，我不相信神的应许。
Because when you step out in faith, you're saying to living God, your ways are more effective than mine.
因为如果你用信心去行出来的时候，你就对神讲话，你的道是比我的道更加有效。
That's faith. Faith produces love.
这个就是信心，信心产生爱。
And God says, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
神话嗰啲制造和平嘅人系会有祝福。
So what is it going to be for you today?
你今日系点样呢？
Are you going to be a peacemaker? Are you going to be a blessing to this lost world?
你会唔会成为呢个失落嘅世界嘅祝福咧？
Or are you going to remain chained in your own sin?
又话
chained in not doing spiritual inquiry，
又或者你依然系被你嘅罪去捆绑住，你唔去向你嘅心灵去探问。
Trust and believe， there's power there. Trust and believe，
去相信，去信靠。
Father， we thank you for your word. We thank you for your loving dealings with this adulterous woman.
主，我们去感谢你的爱，我们感谢你的爱去对待这个女人。
You love the law because you tell her, go and sin no more.
神啊，你爱这个律法，因为你去跟这个女人讲话，不要再去犯罪。
Yet your compassion is seen where you say, go, you're forgiven.
但是当你去向这个女人也都讲话，你走啦，你的罪已经得到赦免的时候，我们都看到你的怜悯。
And so that's the same call to us. You're forgiven. Go and sin no more.
同样的你都对我们讲话，我们已经得到赦免，我们不要再犯罪。
Don't live life as if you still say me first.
不要再去活一个生命，就是说我自己行先。
Do battle with the essence of sin.
要去对向这个罪去宣战。
Because Jesus has gotten you to victory.
因为耶稣已经为我们胜过。
Over sin, over death, over hell.
胜过罪，胜过死亡，胜过地狱。
You can follow him.
我们可以去跟随他。
Thank you, O Lord, for that precious truth.
主，我们感谢这个真理。
I pray, O Lord, that you would move mightily in our lives.
我们求你在我们的生命里面去行出大事。
To glorify yourself.
去荣耀你自己。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉基督的名义求。Thank you.